The Prime Minister says the government is going to announce plans for a transferable tax allowance for married couples. The Tory plan from the 2010 election campaign would make about 4 million married couples and civil partners about £150 a year better off. But many Liberal Democrats don't support that, and Labour is against it, so the outcome in the Commons isn't clear. We'll talk in just a moment to the former Minister, Tim Lawton, who was one of the leaders of a Conservative backbench campaign to promote this change. First of all, we're also joined in the studio by Julianne Marriott of the group campaigning against the marriage tax allowance called Don't Judge My Family. Now, Julianne Marriott, what's your argument against it?
Well, I think anyone listening now in their cars or at home are going to know that this is not actually about keeping families together. This is about keeping the Tory party together. The marriage tax allowance is out of date. It doesn't reflect modern families. It's basically the Conservative Party trying to promote a fantasy 50s family using the tax system.
Well, give us an example of people that you say would lose out who shouldn't be, as it were, discriminated against as you see it?
Well, basically, anyone who's not married and within that marriage has someone who stays at home, the kind of homemaker, and someone who goes to work, the breadwinner. So basically, where families where both couples go to work, divorced families, single parents, widowers, cohabiting parents as well. So basically, only a third of married couples will even get the tax allowance.
Do you see any case for it at all? I mean, you know what the argument is from Tim Lawton and others, we will hear in a moment, which says, look, it is worth saying that people who are in stable relationships and, you know, who represent one of the bedrocks of society, is how they would put it, I think, deserve this. You're just saying it's twisting what society is.
Well, we think the tax break should be spent on all families, not just those who are married. And there's lots of talk about how married families are more stable. It's actually not the case. We have to look back at why people get married. And usually people with higher qualifications and higher income get married. And that's what keeps them together.
Okay.
It isn't a wedding ring on your finger.
Right. Julianne Marriott, thanks very much. That's from the Don't Judge My Family campaign. Tim Lawton, why should a stable couple who haven't gone through a marriage ceremony not get the £150 that a married couple are going to get in the tax break?
Well, it's a very simple recognition here. We discriminate against people who make a very firm, loving, lifelong, hopefully, commitment to get married, who have no recognition in the tax system at all. That's almost unique amongst large OECD economies. And all the studies show that that is the most stable way of bringing up children. If you are a 15-year-old child with both parents at home, there is a 97% chance that those two parents are actually married. That's good for stability, particularly of those children. And the cost of family breakdown is now costing all of us £46 billion a year, and we need to be doing more to prevent it.
Are you seriously arguing that £150 a year is going to change the figures on marital breakdown?
No, of course it's not, but it's an important message, and it's also the start of something. £150 is a figure that was plucked out of the air as how it might start. The amendment I've been putting forward gives the Chancellor maximum flexibility as to how generous he can be, and I want it concentrated on those couples, be they civil partnerships or married couples, who have children under the age of five, who are facing the most pressures at the moment.
What do you say to a happily partnered couple, whatever, I don't know what the contemporary phrase would be.
Cohabiting.
Whatever we say. A stable couple who haven't gone through a marriage ceremony, for whatever reason, don't want to, but are looking after young children, are absolutely committed to each other in the terms that you've laid out for the rest of their lives. And they look at the next door couple who are perhaps rowing and arguing and throwing plates at each other, but are getting £150 because they went through a ceremony.
And it's fantastic for whichever of those couples is proving to be more stable for the sake of the children. But I come back to it, Jim, that children who reach the age of five, by that time, there is a 1 in 3 chance that cohabiting couples have actually broken up, with all the problems that that brings and the cost that brings to society for those children. But for married couples, it's only 1 in 10. Marriage actually works, and to write it off as a fantasy 50s family structure, as Julianne just has, really is deeply disparaging
to most people who still
aspire to get married. Young people, 90% of young people in a recent survey said they aspire actually need to get married. I think it's a good thing we should encourage. We don't recognise it in the tax system. The Conservative Party say quite rightly we want to do something to right that discrimination, and we want to get on with it. I'm delighted the Prime Minister is now going to get on
with it. And you're delighted that civil partnerships are included?
Absolutely, I'm delighted. And if the changes to same-sex marriage go through, which it looks as though they will, then absolutely my amendment should apply to them as well. It's about people giving commitment to give stability in public of their loving relationship that is good for children. And I'm most concerned about children, and too many of them ending up in broken families with all the downside to their achievement at school, ending up in homelessness and other things like that. We've got to do better for those kids.